One of our presenters at the Dairy Solutions Symposium is Finbarr Mulligan from Ireland. First of all, tell me what you do.
I'm a researcher in animal nutrition and dairy herd health at the Veterinary College in Dublin in Ireland.
And what's the topic of your presentation here?
Topic is subacute ruminal acidosis and rumen pH in grazing dairy cows. And I suppose at a starting point, there's very little known about the incidence of subacute ruminal acidosis and low rumen pH in grazing dairy cattle. And we've conducted some research recently to try and make that right. And we'll present that research here today in Utrecht. We'll also discuss the consequences of subacute ruminal acidosis for grazing dairy cows. And as we've already learned from some of the other speakers, these consequences are diet dependent and may be different for grazing cows in comparison to cows fed TMR or high concentrate rations.
So what are some of the things you can share that you found?
Some of the things that we found is that we got roughly a 10% incidence of subacute ruminal acidosis, and that seems to be consistent across the studies. We certainly should not assume that grazing cows, just because they're consuming a forage-based diet, have an adequate rumen pH. And the other thing is that if we turn them out to pasture abruptly at calving, or if we do things like feed them high-starch supplements with their grazing pasture, it's likely to exacerbate the low rumen pH that they experience.
Well, it seems like there's at least some debate here on what this actually means and what it actually will, what kind of effect it will have. What do you think in terms of how important SARA is, especially in a dairy operation?
Well, I think it has not been challenged that low rumen pH reduces the digestion of fiber, and the diets in our country there range anywhere between 35 and 50% fiber. So if we reduce the digestibility of that fraction of the diet, it's going to be important economically for the farmer. There are also proven health consequences. The link with lameness is one that's a little bit tenuous, shall we say, in the literature and not agreed universally. However, coming from a veterinary faculty that has an active dairy herd health program, we have to take a conservative approach. And that means always trying to keep rumen pH at a level consistent with low levels of lameness and SARA.
So I know you've been able to hear other presentations and maybe interact with some of the participants here. What kind of questions, I know you haven't presented yet, but what's the discussion been like from your perspective?
I think the main discussion is, the different types of SARA. If SARA is a problem relating just purely to grain overload and starch feeding, as opposed to just low rumen pH developed from reduced particle size in the diet. And it's almost certain that there are different types of SARA that exist. I don't think the consequences of SARA are universally accepted. But again, I would make the point that, where we take a conservative approach in a veterinary faculty, we probably act as if the consequences are real. And there is some data in the literature to show, that SARA does have negative health consequences. And I think we'll hear more about that this afternoon.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you very much for talking to me here at this Dairy Solutions Symposium. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.